Welcome to the Sales Squared Podcast, your destination for leveling up in sales, marketing, and business development.
Dollar dollar bill, y'all.
Join us to hear real entrepreneurs with real experiences, engaging with real experts from the world of sales, business, and entrepreneurship. And now for another Sales Squared Value Bomb.
Hello there, and welcome to the Sales Squared Podcast. Today we have something very, very special for you. It's number one, numero uno episode of the S2 Lounge. Now, what is the S2 Lounge, you ask? The S2 Lounge is all about coming into our living room. It's about coming in with some questions, some things that you really, really want to know about starting a business, about launching your business and taking it from zero to established. The most important part, obviously, of starting a business is you need to get clients, right? You need to get sales. So we had a question today from Ari Foods. He hit me up on Instagram and he wanted to know, how do I get clients from scratch with no track record as a startup business? Now, there are a lot of things that go into this, and we do a very, very deep dive into our experience of starting our business and how we took it from zero to a pretty substantial business in just a few months. So stay tuned for this one. Ton of knowledge in just about 30 minutes. So hold tight for this. Episode number one of the S2 Lounge. Today we have a question from Ari Foods, who was on Instagram, and he reached out and basically asked, and I've got the question here, how do I get clients from scratch with no track record as a startup company? So this guy has just started a consulting firm. He has experience in his field, but he really has nothing at the minute in terms of his business. I think he's got a few months to kind of get things off the ground. And he's really at a point, it's like a make or break kind of point where he needs clients, he needs sales, he needs people coming into his business and him being able to serve them in exchange for money to create a business. So we were in this very, very similar situation not too long ago. So we came into this business, we quit our jobs, we had not much in the way of personal revenue. We had to make things happen pretty fast. So this is one that's quite near and dear to our hearts. And we were able to very, very rapidly get out of that situation and get into a situation today where we have a substantially sized business, and we can make a life as entrepreneurs, which is
pretty fun,
but so that's what the S2 Lounge is all about. Again, it's a way for you guys to come ask us questions, come into our lounge and have some Q&A with us. So Scott, this obviously is one that we both went through, so yeah. let's open up the floor.
Absolutely. So I think first and foremost, like, congratulations on the actual move. I think having the courage is sometimes hard to find for a lot of entrepreneurs, because a lot of people, they're so stuck in their ways, right? They've got that safety and security of that 9 to 5. Everything's sort of planned out for them, and they kind of just go through life on that schedule. But I think having the balls to really stand out and say, you know, I'm better than this and I can achieve more, it's a great, great start. So 100%. Well done, Ari Foods.
100%.
But yeah, from moving from there, I mean, you know, in terms of being able to start for us, it was pretty much balls to the wall, wasn't it? Honesty is the best policy here. So, you know, we were in a situation where, you know, if we didn't deliver for ourselves, we wouldn't have been able to live. And I think that's one of the most important points, right, is to have some sort of pressure and fire under your feet to make you make that change.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's a big one.
Yeah, absolutely. So making that change, it doesn't matter what you do, you know, even if you start thinking, that's still in the right frame of mind to go and pursue what you want. So I would argue it all starts with mindset and just taking that action.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a big thing there, what Scott said, you know, having that, that fire under your feet, having to go out and make some kind of difference is, it's important, right? And if you have some kind of plan B or a backup plan, then it's going to be tough. So really having you know, no other option and no other plan, then that's you know, that's something that's going to kind of put that rocket fuel underneath you and really make you take action. It's a scary position to be in, don't get me wrong. You know, if you've just quit your job, or you have, you know, nothing as a kind of safety net, you know, maybe you don't have that much money behind you, you really need to start taking action very, very quickly at this point. Mm-hmm. So my number one tip would be to really just start prospecting like a maniac. You know, start knocking on doors on you know, on LinkedIn, maybe on cold calls if you can get some kind of list from there, talking to past people that you've done business with throughout your career in the past, talking to family, friends, just trying to get anyone you can who is could be a good fit for your service, and getting that conversation scheduled in, that kind of sales conversation where you can talk about how you can help them. That's a really, really, really big one.
Visibility and exposure.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, you've got to sell like your life literally depends on it. You know, if you can't get out there and start making those sales as rapidly as possible, then you're going to be in a really, really tricky position in you know, 2-3 months time, when you know, you haven't got the revenue coming in, and you're really going to need to you know, have those clients in place. So sales is the most important skill that you need at this point when you're launching your, you know, launching your company. And do not be afraid to get out there. There's a lot of people who will kind of hate on you for getting out there and trying to sell. A lot of people who, you know, let's say for example on LinkedIn, you know, you're going out there, you identify people who could be a good fit for you, and you know, you're engaging with them, and they'll, you know, send you this message like, stop soliciting me, or you know, like, I don't want to hear your sales pitch. Like, to be honest, fuck those people. Like, that it's part and parcel of sales. Like, you're gonna get those people every step of the way, and you really need to learn to kind of switch off the noise and focus on the people who, you know, could be a good fit for you. The fact is that you have to sell, and you're probably going to annoy some people in the meanwhile, but you're also going to be able to help a ton of people when they actually get into the you know, into your business and you start that relationship with them. So yeah, I would not be afraid to get yourself out there, and then do not underestimate the work that it will take. You know, you may need to speak to 100 people, 200 people just to get your first, you know, 3 or 4 clients. It's going to be very hard at the beginning because you don't have that track record, you don't have that background or that established brand. But sales is going to be key, so place the emphasis first and foremost on sales.
Yeah, and maybe even before that, marketing. So again, it ties back into that visibility and exposure. So just take, you know, after this podcast, after this video, take 5-10 minutes to just think to yourself, what could I be doing right now that's going to impact my success tomorrow? Mm-hmm. Is that talking to more people? Is that getting more support from your family and friends? Is it about, you know, thinking about different ways you can serve people? So just really get a good, clear sense of what you'd like to do, mm-hmm. and plan it. I think that's one of the biggest lessons I've learned is planning. Plan
what
you want
definitely.
To do.
And not just planning what you want to do, but planning your actual service and your, you know, what it is that you're offering to the market. So one piece of advice that I would give that is really, really key is decide on the specific thing that you're going to do, the specific thing for the specific market. Be very, very specific here. That is the key word there. So let's say, for example, you're just, you know, you've been in finance for 5 years and you're just about to start an accounting firm. So in this case, it wouldn't work to just go out to every company and say, hey, look, I do accounting. Do you want to become a client? Instead, you need to go out there and be very, very specific about who it is you're going to target. So let's say instead you're going to go out there and target restaurant owners because you have some experience in the restaurant field and you've been in that industry before, and you're going to only target people who are using QuickBooks for their accounting software. So there you have quite a specific niche. Maybe you're going to help at the end of the year when they need to balance the books, you know, that they have more coming. I don't know what the word is for that, accountants. We have an accountant, right?
Yeah, that's what they do, right? That's
yeah, what but it's you know, let's say there's one specific thing. We don't know accountants speak, but you know, there's little kind of minutia within that field, and just like with any other field, that you can go in and you can start solving. So be specific about that, and you will find people who have, you know, you speak to them and they have that one specific problem, and then you are the obvious reason because you're the one specializing in that.
It's like what my coach says, right? It says find your lane and then stay in it. Mm-hmm. So really just focus on what your strengths are. Of course, everybody has weaknesses, right? And that's why learning and development is so key. Mm-hmm. So just to go on Cameron's example there of, you know, potentially helping accountants with, you know, better technology to leverage their sort of accounting practices, you know, go out there and just talk to accountants, you know, not in a salesy way. Don't be like, oh, hey, Jim, you know, let's have a conversation. I'd like to learn more about how we can help you. No, don't do that. It's just go in and say, hi, Jim. I understand, you know, that you're a respected professional in the accounting industry. Mm-hmm. I would love 5 minutes of your time, 10 minutes of your time, just to throw a few questions about so I can get a deeper understanding about the industry. Does that sound good? Mm-hmm. So what you're doing there is you're getting free learning, and anybody's time, this is another big thing I've learned, time is so, so fucking key to your success. So when someone gives you 5-10 minutes of the time, even though it might sound a little bit small, just be very appreciative, be very respectful, and take as much out of that time as you can.
100%. And what you're also doing there is you're kind of finding that product to market fit. So you might need to speak to a lot of people before you actually begin working with them. And what you'll find from those conversations is, you know, maybe no one cares about QuickBooks with your accounting firm. Maybe they're using Sage or something like that, or whatever other accounting tool there is out there.
Yeah.
And then you need to switch the focus to working on that particular platform. So, you know, doing that kind of almost market research at the start slash sales at the same time, and talking to as many people as possible, having quality conversations and figuring out, you know, how can I serve the market in the best possible way here, and how can I make a, you know, a really big impact with what I'm you know, what I'm offering. And what you'll find is through those conversations, there's going to be clients there. There's going to be people who are, you know, a good fit for you. And there's also going to be a lot of learning in terms of the market and who you're going after and how you can tailor towards them. So that's a, you know, that's a really important thing to do. So get out there, have conversations, have plenty of conversations, speak to as many people as you can. Try to become a bit numb to the rejection that you're going to get at the start, which is inevitable.
Yeah.
It happens to every business, every salesperson anyway. When you're a startup, it's probably double the amount of that. So, you know, get prepared for that and brace yourself for, you know, long days, long hours speaking to a lot of people. But when you come out the other side and you've got a few clients and then you're starting to, you know, become self-sufficient within your business, then all that's going to be worth it.
Absolutely. But don't forget to collect the data either. The data will drive your growth. You know, finding out why people do want to speak with you and what's the reasons why. Mm-hmm. And for the people that say no, that's fine. It's absolutely fine. You know, you can't be a fit for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're finding out more reasons why you can't or can serve those people, it will not only build your sort of mental resilience, but it will also build your understanding and knowledge. And that's what the real goal should be if you're trying to start your business from scratch.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So next on my list here, to build on that point, we've got be honest. Okay, be honest with who you're speaking with. So when we went through this, you know, a lot of people were asking us, you know, what experience do you have? What other clients have you worked with within my specific industry? And to be honest, the answer was no one. We haven't worked with any clients yet. We're a startup, and there's some benefits of working with us. Firstly, we've got introductory pricing here, so it's very likely that when we get some more clients, the pricing is going to go up. So we can honor that for you in terms of having, you know, our original pricing. And secondly, you know, we can actually take this growth journey with you. You're going to be one of our only clients. We're going to be dedicating a lot of time to you. And, you know, in 6 months, in a year, in 18 months, when we've risen our prices and we're adding to our service, you're going to be, you know, someone that we're going to honor and really, really appreciate within your business. You know, we have clients like this who trusted us right at the start and came on and you know, despite the fact that we were actually a startup, they really believed in us and you know, we've rewarded them by keeping their prices the same, by still delivering excellent service and really you know, having them as a, you know, a special client within our heart. So you got to be honest with people. They're going to be able to spot if you're kind of coming in and trying to bullshit and fake them and make out that you've done this and that, when in reality you're a startup. You know, people respect you a lot more if you can just come out and say, you know, this is my, you know, I started the business 2 months ago. I'm looking for new clients. I'm trying to, you know, deliver a great service. I've got something that really works here, and you know, I'd love to be able to work with you. And people, you'll find that people kind of warm to that.
Absolutely. I think one thing me and you did very, very well was leverage the power of stories.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to tell an authentic story that doesn't have any bullshit attached to it. It's pure, authentic. This is what's happened to us. Here's what we are now. This is our vision. Would you like to come and join us on this journey? And I think people, they do have a love relationship with entrepreneurship. Whenever someone talks to me and it's like, oh, I'm thinking about starting a business, or I'm in one, I'm like, cool, man, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, it's a family. Entrepreneurship is a family. The more people you can have in that group, the more shared knowledge and understanding you have. And people love it. And I think we have used that so well as a competitive advantage,
mm-hmm.
and it's paid off 10, 100x already.
Yep, absolutely.
So just be honest with yourself, guys.
Absolutely. And yeah, just to kind of a final point on that, you know, when you are speaking with these, you know, other business owners, they've been through your situation. They've literally been through starting their business, through trying to get sales, through trying to make that impact right at the start. So they can actually relate with you. And if you're just honest, they'll actually see a lot of themselves
yeah.
in you. And they're going to want to take that gamble on you because they, you know, someone took that gamble with them and they're kind of paying it forward. So yeah, that's a really, really big one.
Yeah, I don't quite know what the saying is, but when you're handing down that sort of baton or whatever it is to
yeah.
the next person,
yeah, yeah.
is something really
passing on the torch.
Yeah, yeah, something like
yeah.
that. It's really, really special, and just be make very, very sure that you know how much you appreciate them and they'll be with you for a long time.
Yeah, 100%. And the next point here on my list is to just start getting your product out there and stop worrying about trying to perfect everything and get every little thing perfect and every little part of your product or your service kind of one point. You need to just get out there and start working with people. That's going to be really, really important. Get out there and you start working with 5 clients. What you may actually find is that, you know, the original product or the original service that you were offering to the market isn't actually what the market need. Maybe they want something else. Maybe they're looking for something slightly different in terms of what you're actually offering. So let's say that you offer Facebook marketing, for example, and you go out there and you offer this service to a lot of people. Some of them take it and you start working with them. And then they actually tell you, you know, look, Facebook ads isn't really my big issue here. What I could really do with some help with is the optimization of my website, so I can start converting more of the leads who actually visit it. That's really what their issue is. So it may be that you have to use your skills and your experience to listen to what the market want and then pivot into that. And it may be that there's a lot more higher demand for that particular service, and then that becomes, you know, the bulk of your actual business. I know that was something that we kind of experienced in terms of having to pivot and having to adjust and meet the needs of what people were really looking for in the market. And the only way that you can learn that is by actually working with people, listening and experiencing the service and growing the service from there.
Moreover, it's about social proof as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
So once you actually acquire those first few clients, it's all about how can I have or deliver a proof of concept. So, you know, A, doing what you're saying you're going to do, and B, delivering what you're saying you're going to do. Builds trust, credibility, but most importantly, it starts to collect in your bank of social proof, right? If you can get testimonials written and video,
mm-hmm.
You know, great sort of insights from clients, collecting all these sort of positive thoughts and feelings about your business and your brand, and then just showing that to the world. Just get out there and be able to show that to people, saying, hey, look, I've worked with consultants just like yourself,
mm-hmm.
and they've experienced these challenges. Here's some social proof, video, written, that kind of demonstrates what we're about.
Yeah.
If you like it, great. If not, no big deal. So what you're doing there is creating value before you even enter the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, a lot of entrepreneurs have to work really, really hard to get that proof of concept, because
yeah.
you know how difficult that is.
Absolutely.
Right?
And that's why, you know, that it's kind of almost like a secondary element or a secondary stage that you go through. You know, first and foremost is those clients who are, you know, willing to take that gamble on you and willing to take the risk. But then once you deliver good service for them, suddenly you have some great referral partners. You have that social proof. You have the ability for people to you're right,
need a new chair.
Need a new chair. So yeah, you know, back onto the point of social proof. That's kind of like a secondary stage of what you'll go through. So you'll work with these people who are willing to take a gamble on you at the beginning, and then over time they'll start giving you referrals, they'll start giving you testimonials, and then you can use them as a platform to create
yeah.
more clients and kind of get that sticky growth engine where you have not just referrals coming in, not just you know, being able to refer potential clients to your original clients, but then, you know, you're putting out case studies, you're putting out testimonials, and it becomes a hell of a lot easier to actually onboard and sign new clients. It's kind of like a snowball effect
mm.
from there.
They become your biggest advocates, don't they?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
If you think about it from the client's point of view, you know, if you deliver, it's wow, I've got this great deal that no one else in my market has access to.
Mm.
They feel very, very special because of that.
Yeah.
And again, you're repaying the trust that they put in you. So yeah, don't be afraid to offer introductory pricing. Just make sure you have that proof of concept first, because that's going to help you much, much better in the longer term.
Like, One thing that I even said to clients was, look, we've got this introductory pricing now, we're a startup, we're not going to have this pricing forever. All I ask is that when we deliver results for you, you write us some great testimonials, and then you spread the word about our service, and you know, we'll honor that pricing for you forever. And people, a lot of people are actually willing to take a gamble on that. They see it as, you know, a great opportunity, and they really like you having the balls to actually go out there as a startup and you know, offer your service. Now, one caveat for, you know, you're starting a business, you're launching your own company, your own brand, you got to be careful out there, because you will come across these great clients, you will come across these advocates that you have. You're also going to come across people who want to take advantage of you. You're going to come across people who are trying to squeeze you for, you know, certain deals. They'll recognize, you know, this person's a startup, maybe they need sales, maybe they do need that you know, that extra business, and they're going to try and rinse you a little bit. So watch out for those early warning signs, because it is very possible. I know that we've experienced this, and you know, you can sign clients who are probably quite a bad fit for your, you know, for your business, and they may not appreciate, you know, the work you do. They may not respect you as a business person, and they're just looking for that quick, you know, bit of results for the least possible cash as possible. So
yeah,
what are some of the early warning signs that you find with those kind of clients, Scott, when
yeah,
you know, they just probably are going to end up costing you more than actually making for your, you know, for your business?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it all really starts with their attitude. I think once you have that first sort of interaction with them, you should be able to gauge who that person is based on their experience and the way they communicate with you.
Yep.
So check out our other podcast actually about Navigate, how to really fit into people's buying and selling styles. But yeah, it really does start with attitude. And when you come across with that honesty that you're a startup and this is what we do and this is how we serve people, people will try to rinse you. They'll try to say, ooh, well, let's do this for 30 days. I'll put my break clause in on day one and all the pressure's on you. That's not a great sign of a long-term fit client, because once you're starting to build a service-based business, you don't want people just coming and going. You want to be able to create partnerships, long-term value, being able to bring these people into your community so you can serve them and their wider communities on a greater level. So attitude is number one.
Yep.
I think number two would be probably just the way that they come across in terms of their rules, or they have certain like comments about your strategy. So,
right.
You know, for example, if you lay out the strategy, you know, they agree with it, you get towards the end of the deal and they're like, well, you know, I want to be able to create all the copy. I want to be able to have my eyes on this. You know, gosh, you're providing a service based on your reputation and your sort of credibility and your sort of intellect. So if those people don't really sort of trust you to do what you want to do the way that you're selling your service, that's another red flag for me as well.
Modeling, if there's clients out there who are willing to pay, you know, good money for you to just deliver the service as you've laid it out, then it really just doesn't make sense to be working with those kind of people. You know, you're going to take a, you know, it may be slower in terms of gaining the revenue from the get-go, but trust me, from experience, you're gonna bite yourself in the ass a bit if you entertain those clients. And especially, you know, so there are definitely warning signs that you'll see right away. So, you know, as we mentioned, putting you under pressure from the get-go, being too results orientated. Of course, you know, you're in a results business, but it can take maybe 60 days, 90 days sometimes to get traction with a service, especially something like marketing or consulting or coaching or something like that, where it does take a little bit more time to start seeing those immediate results. You know, you might get some results quickly, but in terms of return on investment, it could take, you know, a little bit longer potentially. So if they're putting you under that pressure, if they're being unreasonable in their demands or asking you to do this or that, or if they're trying to squeeze you for price, they kind of ask you, can you do this for half price? Can you do this for, you know, 50% off or 20% off or whatever it is? You know, if they're trying to squeeze you for that right at the beginning, they obviously don't value your service enough right now.
Yeah.
They don't believe that you are offering what you say you're going to offer, because, you know, if they did, then they'd pay full price. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's tempting to, you know, close the deal with those people, and often they are kind of going back to our podcast on selling like a chameleon, where you can, you know, adapt to different people's kind of communication style. Usually these people are quite A-type people, quite direct and quite impatient or whatever it may be, and you know, you're gonna probably be able to close them if you meet their demands and kind of play their game and let them be in control from the start. But it's definitely going to bite you in the ass. So I would say avoid those people, you know, pick your clients selectively. And even if it means you're going to have slower growth or it's going to take longer, you know, it may seem like that at the start, but when you actually look back in 6-12 months, then you're going to be very, very happy that you've got a roster of just quality clients who value your service, who pay on time, who you know, advocates, they refer you and whatnot. They're really the, you know, they're the clients that you want to have, and that's how you can build a real strong business with those kind of people.
Yeah, but respect, it's a two-way thing, right? You respect them for putting the trust into you, and you respect them for allowing you to do what you want to do.
Yeah,
really, really good points there.
Absolutely. So, yeah, that's you know, if you're launching a business now, then please take some of this stuff into consideration. You know, it's literally, we've been through this. We've literally just been through this, and we've come out the other end, and we have a lot of experience crammed into a short space of time. So this is stuff that we wish that if we would have known before we actually did all this, then we would have been even further ahead and grew even further than we already have. So
yeah, absolutely, guys. So if you're listening to this, if you're watching to this, you're unhappy, you're unsettled in your current company, you wish that management would do something different, you know, you want to be able to create your own life and your own dreams and go after what you think you deserve, just take that action first and foremost. Secondly, get in touch with us, because we want to be able to help you. As you know, look for those people that have grown and sold, even still operate successful businesses, and just emulate those people. You know, study what they do. And you know, a lot of people, they just don't, they'll read a book, for instance, and say, oh, it's a great book, wow, you know, I learned so much. Really? Did you put that learning into practice? Right? So just action, I think, is the biggest thing you can take.
Action is the biggest thing. And you know, it's not a decision to make lightly. You know, if you're kind of in two minds, like, oh, you know, I kind of want to start a business, I kind of want to keep, you know, just stay in the comfortable kind of 9-to-5. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, there's a lot of cushy benefits to having a 9-to-5 or being in a job, or, you know, you can even build an amazing career in marketing or sales or operations or finance or whatever it is that you specialize in. You know, you can become very, very successful in that job. In fact, if you go into entrepreneurship, you're going to have longer days, you're going to have more stress, you're going to have more uncertainty, but the freedom that you can actually gain from that will outweigh it all if you're the kind of person who is willing to kind of take the risk, and if you're a more, you know, risk oriented person, and you can kind of deal with that day-to-day uncertainty of you know what's going to happen next. But you know, it's a great journey to go on, and especially if you're, you know, a young business person, then you've got your whole career ahead of you. So you know, by taking the plunge, maybe giving it a go for a year or two and seeing what could happen, you know, without having all the burden of, you know, a wife or a husband and kids to deal with, then, you know, you're going to look back in maybe 10 or 15 years, at least that's, you know, what I feel and think, you know, I'm really, really glad that I gave that a shot.
Yeah.
No matter how it pans out, you know, it could be that you've built a £20 million business and you've sold it, and then you're going to be very happy that you did that. Or it could just be that, you know, you gave it a really good go for 6 months and it didn't work out, and then you got back into your career and you have that amazing experience that you had and you know, giving it a real good go, and maybe you can learn from it and launch something in the future. So yeah, just make a decision, take action, and take a hell of a lot of action.
Yeah.
And then you know, learn from others, and learn from others' mistakes, learn from your own mistakes, and make it happen.
And one quote to end on, which I quite resonate with the best, is you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So just get out there, guys, take those shots, and I promise you, you'll see some good traction very, very soon.
Thank you for listening to the Sales Squared podcast. As always, we want to hear from you. Reach out. You can find me on LinkedIn under Cameron Scott, or on Instagram under the Cameron Scott _.
And you can find me, Scott Hennessy, on LinkedIn. So that's HENNESSY. And Instagram, Henster. So that's HENNSTA_.
Now, what are these people going to want to do, Scott? I think they need to go and visit our website, right?
1,000,000%.
So go to our website, squaredsales.com, and you can find, firstly, a free guide on how to literally skyrocket your sales on LinkedIn. So this is the stuff that we use with our own business with clients to literally create six figures in revenue or more. And also,
you can just get on our website and you can find our blog. You can read some really, really valuable articles that are going to help you in your business today. So reach out to us, come visit us, and we look forward to hearing from you.